on the app, online, and across the Cape on 567 AM.
Join the conversation with Cape Talk.
Cape Talk this morning, and you'd like to join the conversation. We are going to be chatting right now about just that, about the amount of problems that we have in terms of the economy, and we'll be chatting this morning to an FNB economist, and that's Paul Makube. Paul Makube takes a look at what happened, you know, in the local economy. Well, the local economy has been through some tough times in the recent months, weakening against the dollar amid the United States-Turkey tensions and the meltdown in Turkey. And, of course, local factors such as the land expropriation without compensation debate, which economists say is having a negative effect on the economy. The agricultural sector, already under so much strain, is now going to take a massive knock, especially with the petrol and diesel price. That financial knock will, however, be passed down to the consumer, as always, with food prices set to rise drastically over the next few months. Agricultural economist at FNB, Paul Makube, joins us to discuss this and how it's going to affect you. Paul, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show.
Good morning, and good morning to the listeners.
Paul, very quickly, how much of a shock is this going to have on the agricultural system, and how can the sector absorb it without passing it onto the consumer? Because we know at the end of the day, the consumer is the one who's going to be paying for this or paying part of it. So how is this going to sort of play out in the next few weeks?
You mean in terms of the petrol price?
So. Yes, in terms of the petrol price, and also we are, I think farming uses a lot of diesel, don't they? So in terms of that, you know, the petrol price has been going up and up and up, and I think we're looking at one of the biggest petrol and diesel price increases ever during October. So how will this affect the consumer?
Yes, definitely. Consecutive fuel price increases, and we know that diesel is the biggest component of the operations in the agricultural sector. And we are heading into a new crop season where farmers are preparing themselves for planting summer crops. And definitely the increased cost of fuel will have an impact on producer margins, which obviously eats into profit, and also means that the costs have to be passed on. And remember that it's not only fuel that is affected. The higher crude oil prices have an impact on the derivatives of crude oil, which is that are used in agriculture, which is fertilizer, pesticides, and herbicides that are used in agriculture. So it's a double whammy on the agricultural sector. So definitely going forward, we're looking at a tight situation for the agricultural sector. In terms of those cost pressures and the prices of especially grain commodities have not increased significantly, given that we are well supplied with grains at the moment. Our harvest, the recent harvest, is about 13.8 million tons, for example, of maize, which is well above the 12.5 average for long term average, and with consumption below 11 million tons, we remain well supplied in terms of grains going forward. So definitely it will put pressure on the agricultural sector, and obviously it will feed into inflation as these costs have to be passed on to the consumer.
Yeah, and the problem actually is we're already reaching about 16 rand, 18 rand per loaf of bread, on the shelves these days. And it's becoming more and more difficult for the sort of poorer part of the community to actually keep up with these effects. Chatting to Paul Makube this morning, and Paul is of course the agricultural economist at FNB. Paul, what are some of the knock-on effects that we can expect? And you know what happens is that you've got the petrol price increase, but it doesn't sort of jump immediately. It sort of works its way into the system over time. So what are the knock-on effects that we can expect?
The knock-on effect on the economy, disposable income is eroded, and therefore consumers have less to spend, which puts pressure on demand for commodities. and with costs mounting on the producer side, they eventually have to be passed on to the consumer. In some instances, it might be difficult for retailers to pass on these costs as the pricing pressure in a declining demand conditions will force them to try to absorb these things, and that's the knock-on impact will be low economic activity, which means growth will be affected in a longer term. Yeah.
Yeah, and which of the subsectors, like dairy, maize, or cattle, which of one of those subsectors will be hit the hardest with this petrol and diesel price increase?
The immediate impact will be on the grain market, as I indicated that we are now entering into the planting season, and remember that the movement of grain is mainly. Up to close to 80% is through road transport, and therefore that hits the producers hard. In terms of other sectors, livestock, for example, the movement of cattle from one area to another. Our cattle are mostly. Red under feedlot conditions, movement of those cattle from one area to another will eat on those margins for the producers. But also, if you look at the poultry, if you look at the egg situation, the transport costs from one area to another, those distribution costs will be affected in terms of the higher fuel costs that are filtering through.
Yeah, and sadly with us, and we're chatting this morning to Paul Makube, and Paul is an agricultural economist at FNB. Sadly, we come off the back of a bird flu. We come off the back of sort of a drought in the Western Cape, and it's starting to show its effect on many other areas in and around the especially in the agricultural economy. So, how much of an impact will this have on staple foods like bread and maize? Where do you see the price going? 10%, 7%, or with this increase in fuel.
Yeah, fortunately, as I indicated on the maize side, we are well supplied with maize, and therefore the price of maize at the moment is dependent. It's largely influenced by the rand dollar exchange rate and also international prices. Internationally, we're sitting with 1.06 billion tons of maize internationally. Which puts pressure on, unfortunately, puts pressure on the on international prices, but the recent blowout in the exchange rate has had an impact on domestic prices. As I indicated, we are well supplied with grains in general after the recent harvest, so there's not too much room for further increases in price, except if we have a sustained rand weakness in the medium to longer term. In terms of wheat, which is used for production of bread, we are a net importer of wheat. Fortunately, there has been an improvement in production conditions in the Western Cape, a rebound in production to slightly above 1.8 million tons of wheat, but still the exchange rate blowout makes the imported product to become more expensive and puts pressure on margins of those bread producing industries.
It's always a question of how much should the actual manufacturer produce, and we've heard a horrific story sometimes of what people get as a farmer for their particular product and what it's actually sold on the shelf, on the supermarket shelf, and exactly what happens in between there. How could we possibly work around the absorbing of some of these costs? So let's say a farmer would take some of the cost in, and eventually the retailer can take some of the cost in. Is there a possibility of that kind of working together?
Well, it's a little bit tough one because. But the conditions on both sides dictate how the others are going to behave. if producers cannot get return on investment, it will discourage them from producing. And hence, we sit currently with a situation where we are a net importer of wheat, which is used in the production of bread. So, going forward, it's a question of where down the value chain can costs be reduced, yes, so that you can have a cheaper price of bread. So along the value chain, in terms of the costs that are included in the production, how we can reduce them. But on the producer side, the producers are already squeezed. I mean, if there is no more incentive to produce, and then we are going to down the line in terms of being a net importer.
Yeah.
So it will take time.
Yeah, I think we also don't want the farmer as well as the retailers to go out of business because of pressures in terms of what's happening, internationally. Paul Makube, always willing to chat to us, agricultural economist at FNB. Very good morning to you, and thanks very much for being with us this morning.
Thank you very much, and have a lovely day too.
There we go. Chatting about maize production, and chatting about the economy and the effect that this increase in the price of petrol is going to have on the production of maize and dairy, and of course red meat as well as chicken and stuff like that. And